It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between, Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Welcome to a Fraxis Friday, a Fab Four Friday. We always play the Fab Four on Fridays for our bumper music in and out of commercial breaks. Welcome to Speak Out. It is June the 11th, and a little bit of weather for you for our Colorado River Valley. We're on our stair steps right now, 104 today, 110 tomorrow, 114 on Sunday, 117 Monday, 120 on Tuesday, and then we start down the steps to back to 119. So it's going to get warm the next few days. Should be a beautiful weekend, but, you know, come Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, plan to stay indoors if you possibly can. A little bit of sports action for you tonight. The Phoenix Suns and the Nuggets take to game number three, actually. And, of course, the Suns have won the last two games. That game's at 7 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow on KNTR Sports, we have the Angels and the Diamondbacks. And then again on Sunday, the Angels and the Diamondbacks. Both those games are at 110. And also on Sunday, back with the game four for the Suns and the Nuggets. And that's a 5 p.m. game on Sunday, 7 o'clock tonight. And, of course, those games are on KNTR Sports 100.5 or 94.3. Our sponsor, oh, yes, did I tell you OJ's in the studio? Yeah, stick around. Okay, we're going to interview him. Speak Out is brought to you each and every day by Mojave Electric Cooperative, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Walker Service Electric, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions. You might want to call them if you're getting kind of warm already, you know, 758-2400. Barron Services, ProFit Kitchen, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Did you see their new helicopter? Yeah. Well, it's not theirs. It's just parked there. Farm Bureau Financial Services, Wings of an Angel, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, TWN Communications, and of course they're partnering with MEC to bring us fiber-based internet to our city, and fiber-based internet and the technology ensures that you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected. Pre-register today at MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095. You're just committing that you want to know about it. There's no fees or anything to sign up. They'll just send you emails and let you know when they come to your neighborhood. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. The locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. And if you're going to take your pets there in the next couple of weeks, you better call and make a reservation. We saw them at dinner the other night, and they're very busy. So if you're going to go and leave your pets there, you better call 754-3006 and make your reservation now. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes. Pets love it at Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Don't forget, they're over by the airport. The airport on Air Park at the end of the block. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for money, I'll tell you, he's got it. If you need a vacation home, an add-on, maybe you just want a refi. Maybe you want an investment home. Maybe you want a home in the Wallapies for this weekend. Yeah, when it's 120 here. Because it's like 10 to 12 degrees cooler up there. Well, you got to get some money, and you call Chad Hansen. He's the president and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. He's got the key to the vault. You know, that vault's underneath this desk. It's the size of Dot Foods. It's got money on every shelf. And if you need some, you know, $300,000, $500,000, $900,000, you just go there, fill out a couple of pieces of paper. He disappears, goes down the vault, brings it back up on a silver platter, and hands you the cash. It's that simple. Call 288-2691. He'll take good care of you, and especially if you're a first-time buyer. He likes those guys. He takes good care of you. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, save a date, make a wedding reservation, or an unforgettable unforgettable event at Laughlin Ranch. Enjoy the five-star view, great food, and a fabulous venue for weddings, rehearsal dinners, corporate dinners, celebrations of all sizes. Public is always welcome. You can go up there for lunch or dinner. And then what you want to do is go to the website and learn more at LaughlinRanch.com. And now into the studio for my first time having OJ here in the studio. I don't know. I don't think Paul Lavoie ever had you in, did he?
No.
No. Yes. So this is actually OJ Williams, who is a Parks and Recreation Supervisor for Bullhead City. Welcome.
Welcome.
And he brought with him Kara Kaplan, and she is the pool manager.
Yes, sir.
For Bullhead City. All right, but you're busy.
Yes, we just kicked off our swim lessons this Monday and last Saturday, and it's just been fantastic.
Yeah. Now, you're open for open swim when?
Our open swim is 2:30 to 4:30 Monday through Thursday, 2:30 to 5 on Friday, and also 2:30 to 5 on Saturday.
And what about Sunday?
Sunday we're closed.
What? We close the pool on Sunday?
We do close the pool on Sundays.
Everybody goes to church?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. All right. So you're both new to Bullhead. You've been here the longest. How long have you been here?
Just over 2 years.
Oh, okay. And where'd you come from?
Thousand Oaks, California.
Ah, all right. And you came here for this position?
No. I was a stay-at-home mom, and my husband transferred here, and then this job opened up, and I applied, and I'm very happy that I'm working for the city of Bullhead.
Cool. So who's watching your kids now?
They're in daycare.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. And now, were you a swimmer, or you're just a manager?
All my life I've been in aquatics. My
first job
was as a lifeguard when I was 16, then started doing swim lessons, and then became an aquatics supervisor. And that's just been for the last almost a little over 20 years.
So this was perfect for you.
Absolutely. I love the pool. I love the people who come to the pool and the staff that oversee it. It's my home.
Now, were you excited a couple weeks ago when the city did their budget sessions and they talked about a new slide?
I am over the moon about a new slide. It's going to be so much fun. And, you know, it's fantastic for the kids and the community to be able to have that little extra activity at the pool.
That's cool. When are they going to start construction on that, or do you know?
I have no idea, I'm just happy that it's in the budget and that we're going to move forward with
it. Yeah, you'll have it within a year from now. So they'll probably do it like in January, so you have it for next summer.
Let's hope.
Yeah. But now you have swimming that goes on year-round, right?
Yes, sir. So we have lap swimming and water aerobics that go on year-round. We're also going to venture into doing swim lessons in the afternoon on Saturdays in the fall and in the spring.
Okay. Because the pool's heated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is. It's heated up to 84 degrees. But the ability to swim is just a life skill that everyone should know how to do. If it's a life skill that can save your life, that can prevent you from, you know, major injury. Because, you know, swimming, whether it's in the lake, the pool, the river, has inherent risk to it. And so what we want to do is be able to educate all the children and even adults in the community who don't know how to swim on how to stay safe when you are in or around the water.
My wife and I went to Hawaii a few weeks ago, and we went on this tour around the back of the island, and we got to this area where there was this pond and this waterfall and everything, and there was this young couple in front of us that they were on their honeymoon, you know, and he wanders out into the water, and she goes, he can't go any further than that. He doesn't know how to swim. I go, what?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I don't either. And I was like, wow, you know, adults that don't know how to swim. There's a lot of them out there, huh?
Yeah, there. It's surprising how many adults don't know how to swim, but it's a skill that's easily teachable. Because the difference between teaching adults and children is that when adults decide that they want to swim,
they'll listen.
What are you talking about? Kids always listen.
Yeah, sure they do.
But when they decide that they do want to swim, they have the ability to overcome their fears and try different tasks. But floating really is like the most difficult skill for non-swimmers to learn, because it's all about trust in your instructor, trust that you won't sink, you know, and so it's really just building one skill on top of the other, building blocks to, you know, give them the progression that they need to learn how to eventually swim freestyle and backstroke and, you know, even right. butterfly. Like, it's not difficult to teach adults, but it's definitely a skill that our instructors have and are willing to work with people with.
Good. And then how many lifeguards do you have?
So for each different activity, we make sure that we are staffed appropriately with lifeguards. Open swim is the one where we have the most lifeguards on duty. We have one specifically for slide. We have two on chair and two rows.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you got quite a few people out there when the pool's open.
Absolutely. And another thing that we've done to increase the safety of our patrons at the pool is institute swim test for anyone under 14 years old. And so it's a it takes about a minute and a half to 2 minutes to do the swim test. They swim the width of the pool or and then swim the length of the pool and tread for 30 seconds. And if they can do all three, they're a green wristband, and they can go anywhere in the pool, including on the slide. If they can only do part of it, then they are a yellow swimmer and can go in our both our shallow sections. And if they're a red swimmer, they just stay in our beach entry. And this instituting swim test has reduced our rescues tremendously. And I've even heard parents say that they feel safer coming to the pool because they know that their kid is swimming in an area that they are comfortable with and that it's it meets where their skill set is.
So did this something that you instituted? Because this is new, right?
Yes, it is new. It's anytime we have open swim or like groups come, kids need to get swim tested. They need to be able to, our guards need to know where they are safe
right.
in the water.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good. Oh, okay. And obviously, it's a great idea, and it's working.
Yes, it's. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Like
yeah.
the fact that we have reduced our rescues, our active rescues, tremendously. It just means that something's going right, and
yeah.
so we'll continue doing this. In addition, we were able to do a swim safety day for Young Scholars Academy last Thursday, and it was just going over, we swim tested all the kids, and then we went over the basic safety skills that you can do. Like, if you get tired when you're swimming, float on your back, because when you can float on your back, you can breathe and you can rest.
Right.
It's also about if you fall in the pool and you don't know how to swim, making sure you know how to crab crawl on the wall to get to a ladder to climb out. It's a lot of things with swimming and swim safety. It's stuff that, you know, when you hear it, you're like, oh, yeah, that makes complete sense, but it may not be something that you would have thought about initially.
Right. Okay, very good. Your classes, how do people get their kids into the classes?
So to sign up for swim lessons, it's online. There are links and directions on the Bullhead City website on how to register for an account and how to register for swim lessons. That said, it is a difficult process, and if you need any help, feel free to reach out to me. I've been working with parents to get their kids signed up through this program. Feel free to call me on my city cell phone. The number is 928-234-7388, and I am happy to get you set up in an account and register for swim lessons.
Okay, good. That's important right there that you'll help them.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what that's my job. Of course I'm going to help.
Oh, I know. Now, what if somebody wants to become a lifeguard? Can you teach them that skill?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're going to have a lifeguard class coming up June 29th, 30th, and July 1st. So if you're interested in becoming a lifeguard, the job post will hit our website soon. But you can always reach out to me, too, and I'll give you the dates and times and register you for the class.
Okay. Give your city cell phone number one more time.
The number is 928-234-7388.
All right. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and speak with OJ.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
There comes a time when many senior citizens can no longer do the simplest of things. Bathe, cook, clean, and shop. Wings of an Angel provides in-home senior care, assisting those in need with 24/7 care, meal preparation, light housekeeping, bathing, shopping, doctor visits, and personal care. Wings of an Angel, serving Bullhead City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, Golden Valley, and Kingman, providing the best care for seniors. Wings of an Angel, in-home care, 928-404-2480.
Summer is a great time to slip on your sandals and show off your toes. But first, some of you may need help with your feet. Hello, I'm Dr. Thomas Hook, your podiatrist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I can help with your foot or ankle issues, including ingrown and fungal nail care, wart removal, heel pain, hammer toes, and bunions. Again, I'm Dr. Hook. Make an appointment today, and let's get you back in your sandals. 928-444-1491.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in your cell. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at laughlinranch.com or call 928-404-6006.
Horizon Community Bank isn't a big business. We're just like you. Local business, part of our community. Hi, this is Megan Nunnally with Horizon Community Bank. When you visit one of our local community banks, you're not treated as clients of an everywhere corporate bank. You're treated just like family, greeted with friendly service and a complete understanding of your banking business. When you bank with us, you're supporting a local business, just like yours. Friends, family, and neighbors who live and work in our communities.
Hashtag Horizon Has It. Horizon Community Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving Laughlin, Bullhead City, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities all over the place. The Laughlin walk-in is here in the mall. It's on the outside of the mall, faces out to Casino Drive. In Fort Mojave, they have the Fort Mojave walk-in on Highway 95 right across from Casa Serrano, the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target, and they have the Imaging Center on Hancock Road at Train, the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Silver Creek and Gold Rush. On the Parkway, WarmC has wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. Yeah. And then, of course, over on Silver Creek Road, they have the hospital, WarmC, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, with an ER and a brand-new helicopter. That's not theirs, but, I mean, it's there. You know, it belongs to Air Methods or Care Flight. So, but if you have to use it, it's there for you. Call 763-2273 if you don't feel well or you have a medical question. Claudia will transfer you to somebody who can take care of you. Farm Bureau Financial Services, how often do you think I pay way too much for insurance? Every day, yeah. Well, here's what you got to do. Sit down with the professionals and see if they can save you some money. Sit down with Greg, sit down with Stephanie, or sit down with David and show them your policies. Life insurance, auto insurance, home insurance, commercial insurance, farm insurance, ranch insurance, whatever you have. And they can sit down and say, well, maybe we can put this one with this one and save you, you know, $60 a month or something, you know. If you like to save money, it's worth it to go to Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call, make an appointment, 763-8464. Wings of an Angel. Seniors often find it difficult to do the daily chores the older they get. Well, assisting those seniors in need 24/7 is Wings of an Angel. Meal preparation, light housekeeping, bathing, shopping, doctor visits, and personal care. Wings of an Angel services Bullhead City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley. Then they go the other way up into Golden Valley and Kingman. And if you don't, if you need some help, give them a holler. They do everything except medical, okay? But all those things are important to a senior. Call 404-2840. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, you know, your transmission service starts at $99 for most vehicles. You change your oil on a regular basis, but when's the last time you thought about that transmission? You need to do that too. Speaking of oil changes, you get a free oil change with a tune-up at ATCO. Get your air conditioning check now before it's 120 on Tuesday. Call, you know, make an appointment. It's 444-1244. And your AC is only $19.99 plus Freon. That's very cheap. Get it serviced. Or stop by. They're on the hill right behind Hobby Lobby on Alta Vista. We're also brought to you by TWN Communications, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Mojave Mortgage, Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, Mojave Electric Cooperative, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Walker Service Electric, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Barron Services, and Pro Fit Kitchen. And now back in the studio. And again, if you need to get a hold of Kara with the pool, give her a call on her cell phone at
928-234-7388.
All right. Now, let's talk with OJ. Did you do it?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. So F. Lee Bailey was telling the truth?
Yes.
Now we don't know because he's gone.
Exactly.
Okay. So you're new to Bullhead.
Yes.
How long have you been here?
A little less than 2 months.
Wow. Did they bring you here for this position?
I did apply for this position. I've actually spent 17 years in the Parks and Rec career field.
Oh.
And
so you're not a rookie in Parks and Rec?
No, not exactly. But this was, it's a great opportunity, and I love it since I've been here.
Good.
I mean, people are friendly. The staff is great to work with.
Good.
Now,
coming from, where did you come from?
Lubbock, Texas.
Coming from Texas, how did you find our parks?
The parks are beautiful here.
Oh, okay.
And in the city of Lubbock, where I came from, we had 84 parks within the city limits.
And 84 parks.
Yes. So this is, this is the smaller version, but I mean, it's so much different.
Yeah.
I mean, you have community park right on the river, Rotary Park,
right on the river. Yeah.
Right on the river. They're great places to go. I like how family oriented, Bullhead City seems to be, and I think I'm looking forward to spending a lot of years here.
Good. What do you think of that fantastic splash pad?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that, and I love it to the proximity of the pool, and, the park is, it's just great. I mean, everything here, from what I've seen so far, was done first class.
Good.
And, I just want to fit in and do my part.
Cool. And now I understand you're partially in charge of the store?
Yes. this year, in May, the Parks and Rec Department contracted with the Chamber of Commerce to do in the downstairs portion. And so we put a convenience store, a last stop shop, so to speak.
Right.
For your needs when you come to the community park, we spend the day at community park. Maybe you forgot some charcoal. Maybe you need sunscreen or, some souvenirs saying, hey, I was in Bullhead City.
Yeah.
Or you come in and get a cool drink, and.
Okay.
Yeah, so the store's going really well. We'll be there probably till the middle of September.
They kicked around the idea of putting some bungalows in there. Did they do that?
No, on that side is going to be an open space that is going to be available for rental.
Oh, okay.
During the weekend, on the weekends.
Oh, okay. All right. So did they hire extra staff to work the store?
Actually, it's our rec aides.
Oh, okay.
That are helping us out in there, and
guess what you get to do today?
It's air conditioning in there, so
yeah, no kidding.
You got plenty of volunteers,
right?
But so far, staff is doing an amazing job in there.
Good. Has it been busy in there?
Yes, it does, especially on the weekends. It picks up Monday through Thursday. Can be a little slow, but now it's getting closer to summer. That's starting to pick up as well. So, we greet everybody with a smile and a friendly face when they come in, and how are you? And, if you need anything, let us know, and we'll be glad to help you. And,
good.
Let
us know when that store closes and you have a big sale so we can tell everybody to go down and get a candy bar for a dime.
Sure. Yeah, no doubt.
Because you don't want to get rid of that last-minute stuff come September or something,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. So now what do you think about our sports and activities that we have going on in Bullhead City? Because we have quite a bit, huh?
Yes. I mean, there's always an event. Men's Basketball League is winding down. We're into the tournament phase of that. So I think next week's are the finals on Monday and for the Monday and Wednesday night leagues. That's been fun to go watch. We have, girls fast pitch softball.
Right.
And they're playing in their leagues. And Then if you want to go out Monday and Wednesday mornings, play with the seniors.
Yeah.
You know, get involved with them for senior softball.
Now, what did you think about when you came to our park and found out that we have a landing strip?
You know, I thought I was pretty cool.
How many people participate with that?
You know, I don't know that number right off the top of my head, but every time I go by there, I see a few people out there, you know, and
flying
their remote aircraft, and it's great. I mean,
yeah.
You know, there's something, you know, in the skate park, you know, I would, as far as municipalities go, I would rate this as one of the better ones I've seen.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, I mean, like I said before, I'm just blown away by the facilities and the care and the keep that the parks guys do on them.
Good. Good. Well, I think our park employees take a lot of pride in the park and the simple fact that they like it looking good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Let's take a little break. Come on. Let's work. There we go. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat with you some more, both of you. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. Our phone does work. Want to remind you that there's a men's breakfast in Golden Valley at the Abundant Grace Fellowship. That's just tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning. For more information, call 565-2700.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit risenstarkennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Meet Susan. She's a wife, mom, and friend with a long day ahead of her. Susan's drinking a caramel macchiato, unaware that her car is about to go kablooey. ATCO Auto Repair is the friend that picks you up when your car decides to leave you stranded. With over 80 years of experience, ATCO Auto has seen it all and handles it all with the fairest rates in town. Don't hesitate to get your car checked up, or you might end up like Susan. Call ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, 928-444-1155.
Indiana Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best.
Do you and your friends often say, where do we want to go for lunch? Forget the usual. Head to the all-new ProFit Kitchen. Try the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus, protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. They continue to be a 4-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize, and they also test everyone in the facility once a week for COVID. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, and it's a skilled nursing facility. If you need some of those services or know someone who does, call 758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. Arizona Comfort Solutions, like I said, You know, it's going to get hot. If you're not ready for it, you better call them now. They're busy. They're probably working all weekend on people's air conditionings. Call 758-2400. If you're having an issue with your thermostat, your air conditioner, your swamp cooler, and you want it fixed before Tuesday when it's 120, you better call now, 758-2400. They take care of Bullhead City, Kingman, and California, Arizona Comfort Solutions. Barron Services, experts in pools, design, installation, and schedule maintenance. Experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, complete installation, repairs, replacement, and monitoring. Experts in pest solutions, residential or commercial. Barron's uses products that are safe for your pets and your children. And you can call for a scheduled treatment or a problem area and even weed control. Call 758-5499. Pro Fit Kitchen, the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinners. Eric was in here yesterday. Also, they've got nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. And the meal prep solutions is he makes your lunch or your dinner. You just take it and throw it in the microwave, and you're ready to go. Check out their whole menu at ProFitKitchen.com, and that's KITCHIN.com. And we're also brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Wings of an Angel, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, TWN Communications, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding and Training, Mojave Mortgage, Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, Mojave Electric Cooperative, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, and Walker Service Electric. And now back into the studio, we got about 23 minutes left with these fine folks. And then don't forget, after the top of the hour, you've got news and weather, and then Paul Lavoie and Speak Out from Lake Havasu City, and his guest today is Supervisor Ron Gould. And, you know, Ron always comes into the studio, so it's a good quality sound, and you can call in with your questions. The phone number in Havasu is 854-5687. And so what have you found the biggest challenge for you with our parks and our recreation, the way we do things in Bullhead City?
Not really a challenge, but every municipality is run differently.
Right.
So just getting used to the way things are done here, the policies and procedures, you know, and not discounting history at the same time, because I want to be the guy that builds programs and makes things better for the community. I don't want to be the guy that comes in and, no, just, you know, I don't like this. We're not going to do this anymore. I want to fit in. I want people to enjoy our facilities, our parks. I want them to be able to come to us and with suggestions and ideas. I'm a think out of the box type of guy.
Okay.
So, you know, we're always open for suggestions.
Be careful, because that's how you get an airfield. People say, we need an airfield.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
and
you
then
know.
We need a skate park, and we need a splash pad.
Well, you know, if the need's there, then you know, the worst thing that can happen is somebody will tell you no.
We still have the frisbee going on,
yes,
in Rotary Park. There's little chain things all around the park. You can throw frisbees.
Yes, frisbee.
Yeah, don't walk in the middle of that.
Disc golf. That's a popular sport.
Yeah, don't walk in the middle of that.
Right.
You frisbee in the side of your head.
Yes, definitely.
All right, so what do you expect new at the pool besides your slide whenever that gets here, and anything else going on that's new?
We will be redoing some of the locker rooms the fall, just, you know, giving them a nice coat of paint and just touching them up a little bit, as well as doing some of the staff areas just to, you know, make them spruce them up just a little bit.
What do swim lessons cost if parents want to bring their kids there for the swim lessons?
So our parent taught level 1 and level 2 are completely free.
Oh, they, really? Who pays for that?
The Kiwanis Club.
Oh!
Yes. And do you know anything about the Kiwanis Club?
I do. We meet Tuesday mornings at 6:45 if you want to come join us.
I would love to. We'll stop in one day.
Yeah.
So parent-taught levels 1 and levels 2 are free, and then levels 3, 4, and 5 are $20 for the entire 8 lessons. So we have 2-week sessions. Our next one starts June 21st and runs until July 1st. And so we have AM lessons starting at 9 a.m., and the last lesson starts at 10:45 a.m. Also PM lessons starting at 4:30, and the last lesson starts at 5:40. So they're half-an-hour lessons, all taught by knowledgeable instructors. And the goal of these lessons is to get kids acclimated to the water and then get them swimming and teaching some water safety skills.
Yeah, they're not really headed for the barracudas right away.
No, not right away. Like, the way that you're going to get kids to learn how to swim is by playing games and having fun.
Right.
Because if you're a parent, if you know anything about your kids, it's way easier to entice them to do something when it's fun instead of making them do something.
And you know this because you have a couple.
Yes, I do. Right. I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and they are wonderful little kids, and I love them.
Of course, they're perfect.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they are participating in the swim lessons as well.
Good. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And are all your lessons packed? I mean, are they maxed out on
a lot? The parent-taught levels 1 and levels 2 fill up really quickly. Levels 3, 4, and 5 normally have a little bit of room in them. But if you're not sure of what level to put your kids in, we do have a swim lesson selector on the website. That's bullheadcity.com. And if you just go to the aquatics page, there's a swim lesson selector that asks you questions like, can your swimmer respond to verbal cues and jump in and jump on land? If not, parent taught all the way. Will the swimmer go underwater voluntarily? If not, level 1. And then we will be working on those skills with the kids. And at the end of every session, we do give the kids a progress report, and it lists all the skills that we've been working on in the lessons, and it kind of gives the parents a gauge of what they're super good at and what they could maybe work a little bit more on. Just if you come for an open swim time, and if you want to work with your kid on, you know, going underwater, floating, you know, it gives you some sort of rubric to follow to help your kid progress.
Okay. And your pool's going to be open all year, right?
Yes.
So, because I got a friend of mine, John Lambert. Have you met him yet?
Yes, sir.
He loves to come down there every day and swim, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he does laps and stays healthy that way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Swimming is a great way to stay healthy and active. During our lap swim, we also offer water walking. Anytime you're in the water, it's great for your health. And exercising in the water is also great because it's low impact but high resistance. So you get a lot of bang for your buck when you're walking in the water or when you're swimming or even when you're doing our water aerobics classes.
What about parents that may have a special need child? Have you found that in the water they're like a fish in water where maybe they're reluctant of things outside of the water?
Yeah, kids who are on the spectrum tend to really love the water, and that seems to be a place where they really shine. And so if you do have a special needs kid, don't hesitate to sign them up for some lessons. All of our instructors are well-versed and welcoming and will teach your kid in a way that's comfortable and accessible to them.
Yeah. It might need to have a one-on-one with that parent to understand what's best for that child, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, we are here to answer any questions that you have, so don't hesitate to reach out. If you're concerned about something, have questions, we will help guide you into what program or class, even if it's private lessons, that will benefit your child or you the most.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Excellent. OJ, what about all the tournaments that we have in Bullhead City? Are you excited about the fact that almost every weekend we have at least one tournament, if not two, going on?
Yes. I mean, that's great. It's great for the community. It gives people something to go if you don't want to come to the river, or, you know, if you're just have, you know, family members or, you know, people coming to town, it's great. It's a great economic impact for the city of Bullhead. Those out-of-town people, they're spending money in the hotels, the motels, the eating establishments, you know, in the stores. So, yeah, I mean, it's great. And it introduces them to the friendly people that are here in Bullhead.
Exactly, to our town.
Yes.
Yeah. What about the field house? Did you have a field house like that in Texas?
Yeah. I mean, those field houses are, I don't want to say a dime a dozen, but there's quite a few of those in the state of Texas. But this one.
But they're not as good as ours.
You know, this one rivals anything that I've seen on a local level.
Yeah. And you get to use that too, right? For
yes.
certain things, with it, work with Ed and
yes.
figure out a schedule.
Yes. In fact, right when we leave here, we're going to have a meeting with Ed.
So, yeah.
And we're going to work some things out and
good.
get some stuff started out there.
And, of course, you know Ed because he does the Barracudas, and he's in the pool all the time, right?
Yes, he's great.
I know. He used to be a city employee and well-connected guy, well-connected. So what else do you have to cover? You brought 20 sheets of paper in here today.
I did. I wanted to be prepared. So for all the parents who signed their kids up for swim lessons or are looking forward to signing up in the future, I just want to warn you guys that the first 2 days of swim lessons are kind of controlled chaos, and because we're assessing all of the kids at that point and moving them around into classes. So if you sign your kid up for a level one and they come in the first day and they're more of a level two, we'll make that switch.
Okay.
So we want the kids to be in the lesson that meets their needs, not
right.
just the lesson that you sign up for. So we're always here, we're always flexible to make sure that your child is in the lesson that will make them progress the fastest.
Good. Exciting.
Yes.
What else?
Absolutely.
What else do you have there?
So we do offer swim parties at the pool. All the information's on the website. As I said, everyone who comes to the pool who's under 14 years old does get swim tested. But we do offer group or private swim parties from 1:30 to 2:30. Monday through Saturday, and what this means is that it's not during open swim. It's this time for only groups and private parties to come in and use the pool. You reserve tables, our tables under a shaded area, and then you get exclusive use of the pool with other groups who have reserved it. And then after that, you are welcome to stay. Your whole party is welcome to stay from 2:30 to 4:30 for our open swim time.
Well, that's a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect right now for summer birthday parties.
Yeah. Absolutely. Know. We've had a couple already, and it kind of takes a lot of the planning away from it. You order in pizza, like you bring your cake, and then all the activities are kind of planned just because you have the pool and the slide
right.
and all that fun stuff.
Perfect.
And you know everyone's safe because we have our lifeguards
right.
and our staff and our swim tests.
Better than going to the beach. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. OJ, did you bring a family with you?
No. It's just
me, you, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You didn't grab up kids and a husband and drag them along?
No.
Okay.
No, just me. You know, I'm
carefree and...
That's right. Living the life.
Living the dream in Bullhead City.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Excellent. All right. So, you know, I always love going to the city budget sessions because I like seeing Dave Heath go up and ask for $1 billion because he wants to do this park and this park and this park and add this and add this and add this. And... are you starting to work with him on a wish list as you see things that need to be added or could be added or could be...
I'm starting to formulate a list. We haven't actually sat down and talked about it yet.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
You know, I'm getting a list together and, you know, whether it happens next year, a few years down the
yeah.
road, you know, as long as it's good for the community, then, you know, we'll plug it until it just finally...
Because they have a fourplex plan, right? Right
yes.
across the street from Community Park on the other side of the highway.
Yes.
That's
yes.
going to be big.
Yes, that would be huge.
Yeah.
That would be a great spot because, you know, when you're not playing, you just come across
yeah.
the street and, you know, enjoy the Colorado River and all the amenities. And, you know, there's been a lot of good progress made at Community Park.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, they're going to expand to South Beach even further, and that's going to happen in the next few weeks.
Oh, okay, good.
So, I mean, and it's already been expanded
yeah.
quite a bit. So, you know, every dollar that's made by Parks and Rec in that park is going to back into
it
the park.
It has to stay there, yeah.
Yeah, it's going back into the park to make it better. This year's budget included permanent fencing for along
right.
you know, the highway, and so that will happen
sometime this year.
Yeah, sometime this year.
Good. All right, let's take our last break. If you have questions for these two, 702-298-1063, you can give us a call, or you can call City Hall, either one, 763-9400, and either one of them you can get through there. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Mojave Electric Cooperative has been working strong to complete our fiber optic project. We now have nearly 130,000 feet of fiber installed, and members are closer to receiving service from our partner, TWN, for the first phase of our fiber optic broadband internet service. Please continue to be patient as we work hard to complete this fiber network for our electrical system enhancements. And if you have any questions or would like to pre-register, please call 928-763-1100, option 0, to speak with our liaison.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, one conversation at a time. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track.
Your Farm Bureau expert in Bullhead City is Greg Eignis. Call 763-8464.
Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to assist patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. Questions? Call Legacy Rehabilitation and Care Center at 928-763-1404 or stop by and meet the staff, 2812 Silver Creek Road.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Historic low interest rates are still here, and it's time to refinance before it's too late. The time to act is now. Grab your spouse and call us here at Mojave Mortgage. We can help you refinance without the hassle. Act now before these historic rates are gone. Visit MojaveMortgages.com to get started. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage. Tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. You save money with that co-op connection card. You just stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick one up for free. You save money at Cold Stone Creamery, Rim Country Rockin' Yard, Ron's Tire Pros, Anderson Ford, the Southwest Financial Center, Totally Awesome Printing, Mattress Land, Office Express, just some of the places around town where when you show them that card, you get 5%, 10%, 15%, whatever they want to do. So get your co-op connection card at MEC on Hancock Road. Don't forget MEC and TWN are partnering to bring us fiber-based internet. Yes, fiber-based technology ensures you have faster access speeds and keeps your home and your business connected. Yay! Call 763-1100 and talk to Regina if you have questions. The Laughlin Outlet Mall. We got three great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, we have clothing stores, sports items, Levi's sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's. Yeah, son Kara looked up and says, chocolate? Did he say chocolate? Yeah. Boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, bait products, art, and a thrift store. And no, it's not for sale. And no, they're not tearing this down. Walker Service Electric. They got electricians on the road all day long, all over Mojave County, taking care of electrical issues, commercial issues, new construction, and highline power. So if you need an electrician, call 718-9444. Put the number in your cell phone because you never know. You know, electrical issues don't always happen Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So even for emergencies, they're available 24-7, 718-9444. We're also brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Barron Services, ProFit Kitchen, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Wings of an Angel, ADCO Transmission and Auto Repair, TWN Communications, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding and Training, Mojave Mortgage, and Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. And back in the studio here, and you guys are looking for some people to hire in your positions too. to add to your staff.
Yes, we are. You know, we not only want you to become part of our staff, but our staff is a team. We operate on the team concept. You know, we want you to come be part of our team. We're looking for rec aides, for people just trying to get into the parks or looking for a little part-time job.
Okay.
For the summer, or, you know, it's a great resume builder. Or we also have a recreation supervisor job that is currently open.
That's a full-time position.
And that's
right?
A full-time position. So if you're looking for a place where you have fun every day at work, I mean, you know, it's not really work if you're doing something you enjoy and you
love.
That's
true, yeah.
But that position's open. You can go onto the Bullhead City website and look at jobs and get all the details off of those.
Okay.
And then Kara has some.
Yeah, you're always looking for lifeguards, huh?
Always looking
for lifeguards, looking for swim instructors. At the pool, again, it's about the team atmosphere. So if you're a lifeguard, you can also be a swim instructor. You can also be a pool attendant. We want to have a very diverse team that can fit into a lot of positions. And the more trainings that you get under your belt, the easier it is to get a job somewhere else if you end up moving or relocating or going to college somewhere.
Speaking of that, did you get any people that came back this year that you didn't know? Then they said, I worked at this pool for 3 years during the summer.
Yeah, we've had conversations with a lot of people who have come back. Some of them are still, you know, at school or they're making their way back, but we are happy to have anyone who worked at the pool return to us. We have a really fun and knowledgeable team.
Okay, good. We're out of time, folks. It's the top of the hour almost. Yeah.
Thanks for having us. This is
great.
Thank
you both. And let's see here. Go ahead and give your phone number one more time.
All right. My phone number is 928-234-7388. And don't hesitate to give me a call if you have questions or need help with anything.
Okay. And you can catch you at City Hall, 763-9400?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you both. Have a super weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. Let's see. We do want to remind you this weekend there's the Kingman Stick Pony Derby in Kingman at the Anderson Arena. There's a free concert for Bud Mickle. And that's classic rock and country and oldies and blues. And it's at Metcalf Park from 4 to 6. KRMC has a blood drive on Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call Vitalant at 258-4825. A lot going on all over the place. Don't forget the chamber mixer on the 22nd at the Anderson Fieldhouse with both chambers, Bullhead and Laughlin. Questions, call the Bullhead Chamber at 754-4121 or Laughlin 298-2214. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. See you on Monday. And don't forget, Paula Boy's up next with Supervisor Ron Gould. Everyone have a great weekend. See you then.
Voice of the Free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.